Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel, who joins us every week for a look at our General Assembly. Good morning, Tom.
And a happy morning to you, Chrissy.
This last week was real busy. Of course, everybody's trying to finish up and get legislation out of committee so that they can be on track to finish the session mid-April-ish. Governor Haslam's methamphetamine legislation, part of it, and then Governor Haslam's Tennessee Promise legislation.
You're right. Both of those bills are advancing now after having many problems earlier in the session and basically being held up in committees and stalled for weeks. The meth front, the bill is now ready for a Senate floor vote. On the House side, it has gotten out of a committee that had a subcommittee, finally, where it had been bottled up. And that's the result of a compromise. The argument has been over how much you should be able to get without a prescription. The compromise is roughly two standard size packages per month, or six in the course of a year. That's made both sides a little unhappy, but that seems to be the deal they've cut, and that one's moving forward. On the Tennessee Promise for free college tuition, again, the education committees of the House and Senate have been the stumbling blocks there. And again, we have cut a deal, apparently, or the governor has cut a deal. A key part of that is changing the amount of a four-year lottery scholarship. As you may know, it's $4,000 a year now. The governor proposed that it be $3,000 a year the first 2 years, $5,000 a year second 2 years. The compromise is $3,500 the first 2 years, $4,500 the second 2 years. That bill is now headed on to a floor vote.
That change to the lottery scholarships, would that be across the board?
Just for those who start at a four-year college and work their way through. The figures would apply for those who transfer in, say, after the set 2 years, they would be at the $3,500 level. And the amounts vary according to where you're attending. The idea is to cover your last dollar if you're a little short, and for the community college students, the two-year institutions, technical institutes, to cover them basically fully, unless they're getting some other aid, and then the other aid is just subtracted from that. Then the House, it still has to go through the finance committees, as I recall.
Oh, okay. All right. But it's done in the Senate.
Yeah, the deal is done. It seems on track now.
Okay. As we just discussed, these are parts of the package of legislation that Governor Haslam put in at the beginning of the session. How has this legislation done this session?
It has been a rocky road for our governor this session, the rockiest he has had. As you may recall, he's had little fights on other fronts, appointing power on boards and commissions and such. A curiosity this week was Lieutenant Governor, Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey floating the idea, which he said he personally likes, of having a veto override session. The governor more or less has to say yes, that's their prerogative, they can do that. But we haven't had one since 2001, when Republican Don Sundquist was the governor and there was a Democratic majority in the legislature. This is sort of a novelty to have a Republican governor facing a veto override from a Republican supermajority.
I guess we should clarify that one of the reasons to have this veto override session is that this is the conclusion of the 108th Tennessee General Assembly. So every session is a two-year session.
108th General Assembly will cease to exist when it leaves town at the end of this session, barring something weird like a special session. Sine die is the Latin phrase they use on such occasion.
Has Governor Haslam indicated that he's even thinking of vetoing any legislation that's headed for his desk at this point?
Yes, he has hinted broadly without saying that he might veto that bill that repeals the local ordinances prohibiting guns in city and county parks. And that bill is a prime candidate. It has passed the Senate, got over to the House, and was put behind the budget in the House Finance Committee, which means it will not be acted upon until the state budget has passed. The state budget is passed usually as one of the last things the legislature does. If it did pass, it would not get to the governor's desk for his consideration for, typically a week or so. and the legislature would be gone. And so he could veto it. They could not come back and override. Unless they arrange in the adjournment resolution, they declare that instead of adjourning sine die, they are going into recess. And then they would set a date, I'll say 3 weeks out, to come back, maybe be 2 days to consider veto overrides. And then they would adjourn sine die. If they wanted to, they could decide to come back in October and meet for 2 weeks then. They will not want to come back in October. Campaign season will be upon us at that time.
So how soon would they have to decide whether or not they're going to hold an override session?
They have to pass a resolution before they adjourn or recess that says they're either adjourning sine die and be gone or that they will return for an override session.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel, and he joins us every week for a checkup on our General Assembly. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.